Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It matches with your locks, though.
Backstreet, baby. What's going on, y'all?
I just got a dope ass text message.
Get it going.
Oh, wait, it's not coming through the headphones.
My AC went out, so we got all the windows open and shit right now. It's loud as
hell.
I'm sure you pantsless right now, right?
Nah, man. You know what? It's not too crazy. The apartment stays pretty cool. And at night, you know, it's super cool at night. So
yeah.
I'm able to, like, you know, keep a nice little cross breeze going if the doors are open, but I got it closed because I'm filming. So
yeah.
It's getting
swampy in there.
It's going to. It's going to. I ain't going to. And then I got 4 lights on. It's going to.
How long it been like that?
It's like Thursday.
Damn. At this point, you got to talk to the landlord. You got to knock off some rent, man.
Here's the thing. So it went out Thursday. We hit the management up. She sent somebody out. They came out Friday. They confirmed that the whole unit is out. They got to replace the whole HVAC unit for our apartment. Then it had to get approved. And it's the weekend now. So it got approved this morning. So they should be out tomorrow to replace it. So it ain't too bad.
It's bad. It's an inconvenience.
But you know what? I'm gonna be honest. Like, I got a homeboy. He one of them real earthy guys. And then some of my people, like, they got a lot of plants and stuff. They keep their apartment like what ours feels like right now, which is like 72, right? Which isn't bad, like, honestly. And my body has been adapting to it. So my body's like, this ain't bad. Because I ain't gonna hold you. When we got the air on, it'd be freezing in here. Like, I'd be walking around the house with a house coat on. It'd be chilly as hell.
But you being a bougie person, you should definitely, like, can I get at least like $150 off or something for the inconvenience?
I'm gonna just pay late next month.
I remember our shower stopped working. I definitely complained.
As a big guy,
it just wouldn't turn on.
No, it was just like it was like real like spouty. The word.
No, so you just didn't bathe. Took a few days off.
I had to go somewhere else to shower. But I made it seem like I have no place to go. You have a gym? No, damn that. Look at my body. You know I ain't got no goddamn gym. But I just actually went over to my homegirl's house to shower.
Yeah. Where'd she go? What up, B?
Yeah. Oh,
hello.
What up, Boyd?
Hi.
What's up? How are you?
Oh, it's got my real. How I changed that? It's got my real name.
It got the government.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's too late now. We in too deep. You burnt in the system. I'm looking you up.
Might as well keep it.
Yeah.
I'm up here like, I ain't know it's going to show up. Okay, it's whatever. Oh, maybe I
darling, hold my hand.
What?
Hey, they Brandy and Courtney did that Bugatti challenge. And Courtney pulled Brandy, her whole hat, wig, glasses, everything.
Wait, I gotta see this. That challenge is so funny.
She does Pilates. That's what it was.
So Brandy went hiking with us this morning. Me and
Deanna. Courtney.
Courtney went hiking with us this morning, and she had a Pilates class at 11. I was like, "Oh, you really about that life?"
Yeah,
because we got 5 miles in this morning.
Right,
and she went to Pilates,
and she didn't slow down at all. She stayed with us.
Yeah. And we actually did it faster than we normally did it, too. We got back to your car like 9:45. We got back 10 minutes early. We was on it.
She told me last week she was trying to meet up with y'all. She kept trying to catch up with y'all. She was like, I'm not saying they slow, but I thought I was going to catch them. She just like, never.
Nah, this is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's definitely saying we slow.
That's what she said.
According to their body mass, I'm sure I can catch up.
Yeah. I need to find
That's
somebody that makes
funny.
dope shirts. I want to get like these race car shirts made for like my merch and stuff. I gotta find somebody. If y'all know anybody, tag your boy, plug your boy. I need that in my
You
life.
said race car shirts?
Yeah, like the NASCAR shirts and stuff like that.
What's the reason why you want this?
I just think it's dope. I just think it's dope. I like the way I don't know. I went thrifting on, was it Saturday? We went hiking Saturday, right? Yeah, Saturday. After we went hiking, I went to this like little thrift show that I keep passing by, and I was like, I'm gonna go in there one day. And went in there, and they had like hella race car shirts, and I was like, I'm gonna get all these. I got like 10 of them. Like, this actually be a dope idea for merch. So
Is that the shirt you have on right now?
this is just regular NASCAR. Yeah, this is just a regular one.
I don't know what a race car shirt looks like.
Hold on, I got a couple in my bag.
I know what a race car jacket looks like.
That's what
Right,
I was
right.
thinking. I was thinking of the jacket.
And all thrift shirts smell alike.
Like pennies.
Right.
There's one over right here. Whole lot of American flags
Okay,
and
so like
cigars.
the
Yeah. I
yeah.
feel like
Yeah.
all race car shirts start off like a vintage look. They all feel like
Yeah.
they've been worn in for a while.
That's what I like about it. Cause like when you buy it old, like I bought all of these already used, like you don't have to worry about it getting older. So like, you know, it
It's
just,
like it's maxed out from
yeah,
walking.
you ain't tripping. Like if your, when your white t-shirt starts to get a little dingy, you be like, nah, throw this away. But if I already
Yeah.
bought dingy, it's supposed to have that grunge look, then, you know, is this, what's wrong, John? What you smelling on your fingers, man? Nasty ass nigga.
That
Go
was
wash your
crazy.
hands,
Look.
bro.
No, I was holding the thought in, but I was listening to you to hear about basically buying your shirts pre-stale.
Yeah. He like
That's
on his last day
smart.
of expiration. Like
Yeah.
he look at the milk, was like, it's going to expire tomorrow. Okay, I'll get that one.
That's the best one to get. I get it. It gives you a sense of urgency to wear it too, you know. I like it. I like it. Good evening, everybody. Afternoon, everybody. How we doing?
What's up, man?
Salutations.
Appreciate you hopping
What
on last minute, John. Thank
up?
you,
Hey, man, you know I ain't never doing nothing, man. I ain't got no job.
I've never met somebody so proud and adamant about that. He,
It's like,
John
I
be
ain't never did that
cavalier about
thing.
his wife being a breadwinner. He's like, hey, man,
Oh.
she makes good money.
Yeah.
People think working is cool. It's not.
It's never
It's
great.
fucking not. Why are we lying to people about 40 hours? Like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? Stop working, niggas. Could be me. Could be me.
Hey John, let me ask you a serious question. This ain't
Yes, sir.
a shot at anything. Have you ever thought about closing the gap, like trying to close it up?
You told
Damn it, dude.
my
Your
teeth.
gap. Your gap.
Oh shit.
I
I thought
thought
you
you
were
told.
wealth
I thought you told
gap.
me the wage gap or some shit.
No. No. I was just because I know, like,
Your
I know
gap.
Nas was super resistant to getting his tooth fixed, and he did. Tony got his gap fixed, and now they got so many options. Like they
Tony
got a
got.
grill. You can get your grill fit to your what's the little things that they put in weekly?
Invisalign
No, not yeah, I mean, yeah, but the trays,
retainer.
the yeah, retainer. You can get your retainer, your grill fit to your retainer. So you got the retainer in, you can always have your grill in at the same time.
Let me go ahead and
Oh,
stop you right
Rail
there.
did that.
You say what, Brandy?
Rail got his Invisalign in all gold.
Oh yeah, you do it like that too.
Now I'm not gonna close my gap, brother. This is it's part of me, I think. It's part of my
Sure.
goofy signature.
Sure.
I like it. I like
No, it works.
I use it for my straws. My straw go right in there. So I don't know how I would drink as a grown ass man now without this gap. If I didn't.
It's kind of freaky.
I was just gonna say that's mad freaky.
You can
That
feel some
sounds
other
like, hey
shit.
Pat, it sounds like that would be a category on Pornhub. Like
Gap
Oh
placement.
yeah. Straw gap.
Where can I put my
Yeah.
gap at? That's freaky.
Yeah.
That's freaky as hell, actually.
It's
Now I ain't
funny
gonna hold
coming.
you though. I definitely had the straw in my missing side tooth before. Like got a little like little quick,
Yeah.
real
Like
quick
an
at the movie
exhaust
theater.
pipe. Okay.
Real
He.
quick at the movie theater, just lean over.
He had never thought about closing that gap.
No, this thing's here to stay. You know, even the Jack in the Box straw could fit in there. That red one, I'd be fucking with
Yeah.
smoothies.
Even
Coffee.
yeah,
Yeah.
nigga.
Coffee.
I
said
seen that
even
nigga
the
John.
Jack
He
in
had
the
a
Box
boba.
straw.
He had a boba tea straw in his gab. I was like, this is
I didn't.
Bro.
I didn't know the Jack in the Box straw was bigger than other straws till just
Oh,
now.
that the milkshake straw is a big ass red one.
So
That
you
thing is.
know about straws at fast food places.
And niggas be eating, bro. I mean,
it's a hidden
So
talent.
what's your favorite straw to put in your gas?
That's a good, great question, low key. What is your favorite straw?
I think the standard is probably the, well, now that they got those kind of those fake paper straws now that Starbucks be trying to give out, because that'll melt a little
Oh,
bit and it'll
those are
soften
terrible.
inside the gap. Yeah,
Yeah.
the soften inside the gap straw now. Those paper straws that
Then you
everybody
just
else
use it
hate.
as gum. You got coffee flavored gum after the straw dissolves.
It kind of gives me a little muscle break, you know what I'm saying? Like my gap is working against the straw and it wins with those paper straws. But with that
Those are
Jack in the Box
terrible.
straw, my shit just keep getting open. Pause.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That
I'm
whole
gonna start
conversation
noticing
was pause
straws.
worthy. I ain't never heard of a nigga working his gap out. Who sluts their gap out intentionally?
You
Your
gotta keep it
gums are
strong,
shifting.
bro. Everything's a muscle.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna start noticing straws from different places now just because of that
Plus,
conversation.
I like my sandwich bite. You know what I'm saying? After you bite into a sandwich, what's left over?
It'd be a sliver
Oh,
of
and make
bread
a little
right in
capital I
the
right there. A little capital I just right there.
Like SpongeBob's
Yeah.
bite.
I'm fucking Uncrustable up. My shit look
Was
like a
good. I know your
crime
family could never tell when you was a kid. They like, John, who ate my cookie?
scene.
He
Is
had a
it
game of Clue.
the
The
cookie
cookie
thought there
looked
was
like
a
this. Had a John bite it.
it. Colonel Mustard, the nigga with the gap. Yeah, somebody did it. That
It's like a hungry
Yo.
vampire.
That would
Two
be
little
protein shake.
it's
Two
an
little
ineffective
coaches.
vampire.
I'm drinking some iced coffee with no ice in it.
Iced
I'm just,
coffee, though.
I
Coffee.
got rid of the ice and poured it in a cup. I didn't
Okay.
like that.
All
It's still
right.
cold, though. I can't
Iced
drink
coffee
coffee.
is so crazy because we don't like lukewarm coffee. It's either got to be piping hot or it's got to be like super duper chill. But like lukewarm coffee is what
No.
most people have.
Right,
Just don't taste
right.
good when it's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't, I feel the same way about like a lot of stuff. Foods.
Yep.
Not too many foods I would eat cold though, like at all.
Me neither.
Really?
I'm a big temperature person. That's why it took me a very long time to have traditional sushi because I'm used to rice and meat being hot. So
Yeah.
like just cold rice, sticky rice wrapped with a ounce of meat. Nah, I ain't
What
fucking
if
with
it's
it.
rice pudding? What if it's
I haven't eaten that a lot.
or sushi? Sushi is usually just at a good temperature.
That's what I literally
That's what,
just
yeah.
said.
That was
Yeah,
his
Dick, where was
that
you
was
at?
his only example.
Did you have a stroke? Did you get a stroke?
Hold on, hold on. I got another one. What about sushi?
Are you on
That
Spectrum, bro?
Hey. I like how
that
he
nigga's
thinks.
only example.
He on dial up.
I
Your
like his
latest
mind.
in.
I got a question, though. I don't know if I've ever had rice pudding, but okay, so we used to when I was younger, we lived in Germany for a little while, and it was this dish that my mother would make, and I don't know if this was rice pudding, but or we just ate poor shit. But we would eat rice, heat it up, put milk in it and butter and sugar, and warm it up. Is that rice pudding?
No.
No,
So
no.
rice pudding goes in
Oh
the
no, it's
oven.
not. We was just eating. Is that a thing now that people eat?
Yeah. That was gruel.
You might have been in the
Yeah.
ghetto.
That was a punishment. That
I feel like my babysitter started doing it, and then I liked it, so my mom started making it. And then when we moved to back to the United States, I would still eat it. But
that
did
was pork.
anybody else eat that?
That's what poor people eat in like storybooks, like
Yeah,
Cinderella.
Hansel and Gretel type shit. That's
And I was wondering
Yeah,
because we picked
I've
it up
never
in
actually
Germany.
heard gruel used in a sentence other than just reading it in a book. I think
That's what knights eat.
Your babysitter was a witch. That's what it sounds like.
So y'all never eaten that?
I've had the
Was it a
sugar.
cauldron?
Yeah, I've had the
Yeah.
sugar, butter, and a little milk in the rice, but typically it's
Yeah.
just sugar and butter. I've never had it with the milk. When you have it, rice pudding has the condensed milk in it with the
Right.
sugar, and then you have to put it in the oven.
Raisins and stuff. Yeah. What you was eating was what they was eating on the Matrix.
But after you got removed from the simulation, that's what
In the bag.
Right.
Rations. Well, listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic. Before we do, we want to give a special shout out to our special guest of the day. We have Mr. Dion Lack in the building. We got John Grimes, St. Louis Finest, and we got Brandy Denise, Chicago superstar with the OG squad. We got Me to Hear More and Patrick Cloud. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Tell you something. The first time I realized credit mattered, I was trying to go get a car. Let me tell you something. Nope. My credit was not in the space to even almost get that car. If I could have a talk with my younger self, it would be to keep your credit good. Make sure you're paying things on time. Don't just go all crazy willy-nilly with the cards. People always talk a lot about self-care, but what about credit care, huh? Because let's be real, your credit score is a huge part of your life. If you're not sure where to start, let me tell you about Ava. Ava is a credit building app that makes it so easy to improve your credit fast so you can get better rates on loans, pay off debt faster, and keep more money in your pocket. Ava Credit reports your on-time payments to all major credit bureaus every single day, helping you build solid credit history quickly. The longer you stick with Ava, the higher your credit score can go. For just $6 a month, you can get access to all Ava's credit building tools. Ava keeps it low stress, low cost, and super transparent. Take control of your credit right now. Download the Ava app, spelled A-V-A, today. And when you join using our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, your first month is totally free. Get the Ava app and use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, so they know you heard it from us, all right? And get your first month with Ava free. That's promo code SQUAD. Thanks to Ava. And now get yourself good credit.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather get one wish granted today versus five wishes granted in a year? Now, these wishes, you can't bring anybody back from the dead. Obviously, the same rules apply as the genie. You can't make anybody fall in love with you, right? You can wish for money. You can wish for knowledge. You can wish for cars, abundance, wealth, all that type of stuff. But get one today, or wait a year and get five. Deion, you can have a hairline again, my nigga.
Come on, man, yo.
You can have a hairline.
Why would
you waited 1 year? You can say hairline, no hips.
Wasting two of your wishes on that is crazy.
are you that hippie, bro?
No, I'm not. It's it's an ongoing thing that is a false narrative.
Hey, one time we was hiking and this bear tried to attack us. And Deion wrestled the bear, and they went over the hill. And Deion came back. He was like, y'all ain't got to worry about that bear no more.
Wow.
And we looked over. We saw the bear smoking a cigarette like, come see me tonight.
What's crazy about that story is it didn't really mention the hips. He just pivoted and said, you sucked a bear's dick.
Right.
I thought the bear fucked
crazy.
Him.
Yeah, the bear was fighting. Saying, you know what?
That's crazy. That was such a crazy audible.
I don't even know what he's talking about, man.
That was like the craziest audible.
When he did like this, I thought he ate the bear. Then the bear was smoking a cigarette. Then I thought the bear fucked him because he was thick.
Right.
Gave him head.
The pivot to 69
everything. It's just a little bit of everything. It was from another episode. This is from another episode.
No, it wasn't, nigga. You just bombed. You just bombed, bro. You was fumbling for a damn joke.
That was crazy.
That's crazy calling you a thick ass nigga.
What was that from? Deion?
No, no, we're not doing this.
Is that what they call niggas? Thick ass niggas.
Come on, man. The joke is gone.
I feel That's like crazy. Don kicked it off being like, are you hippie though? I've never heard that.
You know, I know how to describe them. You don't know how to tell me. You post up a lot in basketball. You post up a lot. Is that a better way to ask? Like, you back niggas down a lot.
Yeah.
If you were to get on a subway, you know them little like turnstiles. Do you walk straight through or do you turn to the side?
You hit them with the shoulder lane when you walk.
Could you be a flight attendant?
Are you knocking over people's shoulders? Are you sliding? Do you gotta walk like this on each chair?
Sarah, single drink.
Oh my god.
Take cups in the aisle as they walk through.
If you walked into like a janitor's closet, if you were to leave, would you have to back up or could you turn all the way around and leave?
So are you shaped more like your mom or your dad?
Oh boy.
If they made it side by side, both.
If you put on a graduation gown, would you have curves?
The thing is, I want to stand up to prove y'all got hips, but I ain't got no.
That's gonna make it worse, no matter
I
what.
know.
That's
I'll be honest. I don't know your body type for real. I think we've only met once in person. I just remember you being extremely tall. And after that, I just didn't. It was nothing. I
Yep.
didn't remember
He's
nothing.
tall, stick out.
So you look up and not out, huh, Brandy? That's what you say? You didn't pan out.
Didn't pan out. Yeah. Yeah.
We talking about wishes, y'all. We talking about wishes. All right.
I like the survey. Let's keep doing that. Forget the wishes.
Oh,
These
shit, man.
examples of a thick
Yeah.
person is hilarious.
Dion, are you more of a like pull of legs or your pants straight up or kind of a hop with it? Are you more of a bounce with it?
All right, I see
Bounce
where this
with
is going.
it
If they made a syrup bottle after you.
crazy. All right, I see where this is going. What else you got? All right.
Right back, Dion.
Can you sit on a stool, pretty much? Is a stool in your wheelhouse? It's a stool an option.
How much money could you make if you put on those Amazon leggings?
When you run upstairs, do you hear like any noise?
This is crazy.
All right, we done, Dion. We done. We done. We done. We done.
No, we're not. Can you jump rope?
I just got one more.
Can you jump rope without clapping?
When you hooking up with a girl, does she put her arms around your neck or around your waist? Like, which one is she holding on to?
What would construction workers say if you walked by?
How many cat calls would you get? Two or four.
Your per block average.
Hey, construction workers might have took the cake, bro. That's insane. That is an insane way to gauge somebody's hip ratio, bro.
He
You're a
said,
sick individual, John. You're sick.
which syrup bottle would you be? What?
My favorite was, could you be a flight attendant?
Yeah.
That was funny as hell.
We all know what that is. They do have some. It's like,
You
now you
can't
know your ass ain't supposed to be on this plane.
have hips if you're a flight attendant.
They be like, keep your elbows in. Keep your elbows in. Tuck your elbows.
I'm sorry, man. This is inappropriate, bro. I'm sorry.
On, Dion, we talking about wishes.
You really laugh.
You said you were tall. I don't know.
Right, Dion, we're done. We promise.
Sorry, sorry, Dion.
That was funny.
Oh man. Oh.
So one wish of
So off rip, I wish I never did this podcast today. I'm gonna go with the one wish, because I had shit to do, and you hit me up like 20 minutes ago. I gotta change my oil. I gotta get my registration. I gotta get a smog check, and I got therapy right after this, so it's gonna be definitely.
Oh, so good timing.
John started this, man. This is
He
all.
made it to a
No,
second wish,
John, you
bro. That's
started
all.
it because you said
I wouldn't even
you
thought about
hippie.
it.
That was you.
He said, "Are you hippie, bro?"
He
And
said that's his second wish. And that's why I was like, that's crazy. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I met John numerous times. This is not has stuck. It has not stuck out. Pause. So I don't know why. That's the question.
In person is crazy. You can't just say something to a man in person about it, bro. You gotta wait till you're back on digital.
You are an idiot, bro. Now he
gets it's like being back at the water cooler now.
This episode is going to be my catapult of you losing this weight for sure.
Right. Okay.
I just
want you to know, I said you were tall. Like, you could just be tall.
I am tall. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
it.
Hippie like, at all.
You could just be that. As a man, you could just be that.
Brandy, you don't got to necessarily lose weight, bro, because you don't know if you're going to be slim dick or some
let me,
shit.
But let me tell you this.
I'm not losing weight.
You can lose weight. John can never grow. So, like, you win. Hey. John's like 5'6".
Seven, first of all. Seven.
he just ends up toning the hips.
if I stand on my hips for 6 feet tall,
like John, this backfire.
John, what's going on with the hair? Are you planning on like a reunion tour, a comeback tour?
No, I'm cooked. I'm a sneeze away from being Michael Jordan.
A sneeze.
Yeah.
Just
one allergy. I'm out of there.
Niggas barber is just following him just to say bless you.
Now, my barber had a little sit down with me a little while ago. Give you a little pamphlet and everything. He's like, you done, bro?
That's hilarious.
What does he like say when it comes to it? You know,
you're sitting there with a handful of hair. You like, how does that conversation go?
He started with me when I first moved out to LA, and I was like Luther Vandross when I first moved out here. So he just been quietly dropping hints like, huh, everything okay at home? Everything, like, he think I'm stressed, he think all kinds of shit. I'm like, nah, man, it's just life, I guess. But he's like, yeah, well, we probably want to start looking at some other options. I'm like, ain't no other options, dude. You're not about to paint my head. I'm not be one of them niggas with paint on the head. Like, it rains a lot in places I go. And I don't know if y'all see what happens if niggas that paint and rain, you like a fucking leopard. You go out the wrong time of night, bro.
This is why John doesn't work. He got released from his work because of the stress he was losing his hair. John used to work. I used to go up to his job. He worked at the bank, and I would buy Jordan from him in the parking lot. This is a true story.
I had hair, him out,
hair all on his shoulders. I'm like, you all right? He's like, it's been a crazy day.
This is a real story. He really had long hair?
Yeah, he used to have hair.
He never had like when I met him, I didn't know him with hair. He had a line in like the Black Ranger. So it was like kind of like
the Vandross. That's pretty good right there.
I saw it early on.
Peculiar reference.
I just remember him in a tuxedo. I'm like, that's exactly the fade I had right there. Are you gonna be?
Do you say that to your son? This. You make him watch Luther videos and be like, look at his hair.
I didn't show him in my open mic. Look at your dad.
This is the hair I had before you came.
They took it. Them niggas took it, I'm gonna be honest. Them niggas right there took it. They ain't here, but them niggas.
Like this one?
That's lit to here. Look at that shit, bro. That's me at the comedy unit right there.
Everything about that picture is John. The hair, the hairline, the peninsula where the hair kind of goes in.
Right.
Peninsula is crazy.
The mascara. Yeah. Everything about that picture was
the mascara.
That nigga said the panhandle right there. That little Florida J right there. That's crazy.
That's so trippy because like the photos were intense, but the hairline was crazy.
That's okay. I think we get the idea now. Niggas with hair love this type of shit right here. I feel like I'm being hip attacked, man. I feel like I'm going through what Dion just went through right there. That's crazy. So,
you gotta say, we were talking about wishes.
You gotta dive back in.
That's your safe word.
But explain the mustache though. Where's that at?
Oh my God. I'm so happy somebody said it.
Where's that at?
His thing, my bad. I don't like hair tickle.
At the Laugh Factory, nigga tried to rob John and he ain't have nothing on it. He was like, give me your motherfucking mustache. That nigga never could grow it back.
His thing,
robbed for his mustache in 2017.
Brandy just saw me the other day and I had a face full of hair. She said, "Oh, that looks nice on you." And I said, "Oh, don't get used to it. This is gonna be gone in 2 days. I am removing."
He said, "I'm finna show this upper lip. If I don't do nothing else, I'm gonna show my top lip to you niggas."
I can't stand the lip tickle, man. The hair does. So I like to get it off. Pause.
So when it was so funny because I tried not to bring up your strap
He said, I
because
tried not to bring it up.
I'm always on giant ass like bro you got a fucking COVID mask on your face bro like what are you doing?
All
And so
right, guys. That's good.
listen, when Tahir said the thing about are you gonna close your gap? I'm like, this nigga won't grow a mustache. No, he not gonna
Clearly, I'm stubborn. Oh man!
I'm
But
like, he gonna stand on what he like. He don't give a fuck.
steps way before the gap that he could easily do.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I've been in comedy for 13, 14 years. John, you would be a national touring sold out headliner if you grew your fucking mustache.
That's the only thing holding back.
That's all. That's it, bro. And I
It
saw
just
you
beats
last
me, man.
night
Everybody be like, we like
when you
grind.
had that
We like
mustache
grind.
on. It was just everything you said was so much funnier. It was just like
Damn.
killing right
That's
now. You
crazy.
shaved the mustache off, and I was just like, man, something missing.
That's crazy. So
Oh,
they take
my God.
directions from a nigga with no mustache. I can't.
Left initially
Like,
crazy hilarious.
on his top lip.
That's
Like, what did he say? What was the joke?
So Netflix was like, I mean, the jokes are fine.
It's just,
we can't sell that. We can't market that.
It's just
It looked like your
a.
mustache is in protective custody. Like when they have to do those interviews and they blur.
Think about the kids. Think about the kids, guys. We can't sell that. Oh, that's crazy. That's
They try to protect the identity of your real mustache.
It's like that Henry Cavill from Superman when they blurred it out, they had to
That's
digitally remove
crazy. Make it look like a disguise.
it.
It do, like in spy movies, like that's what they rip off
Okay,
after.
guys. I'll give you a
What's up
wish.
under there?
Oh, yeah. A Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. I knew it was him.
His
After
mustache is on
with the
somebody in
disguise.
Arizona right now, living his best life.
It's actually
Bounce
me.
when they walk.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
that's
Johnny.
all
Tahir
right.
started this.
Brandy started this.
Tahir
Got the
Brandy
sidetrack,
started
guys.
this because she was like, I'm so glad somebody said something. It was all Brandy on
Oh,
that
yeah,
one,
she was bubbling inside her.
Yeah, man.
Ready. Who
Whoever
else is
starts
about to
it, it
surprise
comes for
attack
that
right
person
now?
next. It comes for that
Oh,
person
yeah.
next.
Who's next on the surprise attack? That's all I
It's like a
want
demon.
to
It's like a lurking demon that attaches to certain people.
know.
The tide switches
Does
quick.
your girl like it?
Yeah, we've never discussed it.
You had a discussion about
We haven't really brought it up too much. Not, I can't remember what she preferred, but here we are. Here we
Here's the thing. The fact that John don't have a mustache and he's been married lets you know.
It's a white woman.
Okay.
That
Am I
is
right?
not the
Am I right? It's a white woman. She's like, whatever, baby, if it makes you happy, because a black woman would have pushed you to like throw this bitch back, or I'm going back to Chicago.
A black woman would have gave you a mustache.
People would have said, "What the fuck is wrong with you? What
It's
is
all
wrong
about
with
how
you?"
you meet me, okay? It's about how you meet the person, I think. That's really important. If you met me without a mustache, you don't even notice it until somebody bring it up. Yeah.
Did somebody tell you this?
I like to believe, Randy. I ain't never met nobody in the last 7 to 10 years that was just talking to me in general conversation and said, "I'm sorry, hang on a second. What the fuck happened to your mustache?" Nobody's done that
Nobody.
yet. As far as I can remember, except niggas in comments. They fucked me up in the
Oh.
comments. But
Oh my
nobody's ever
God.
walked up and said, "Hey, if you don't mind me asking,
Because
were you in a
listen,
fire or something?"
you already said it. You can't say stuff like that in person. You gotta say it digitally. So they waiting for you to post, nigga. Oh, he got online, nigga. Let me ask him.
Niggas been thinking this? They just
John, I promise if you post one of those Instagram things, like ask me a question anonymously, 48 those questions, you'll be like, nigga, what happened to your stash, baby? Come on, my baby, what's going
He got alopecia right above his top lip. That's
Damn.
It.
They're going to call you gay digs in the comment section.
All right, guys. I noticed we haven't got to a single wish yet. All right. Let's recenter.
Gay digs.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to look right past gay digs. I'm going to look right past that. Didn't seem necessary, is what I think.
Oh, that is good. That's good.
Oh, man.
All right. One wish today or five in a year. What we going with?
They got to wait a year.
I'm waiting a year. A year's not that long. Five wishes is crazy.
Five is a lot, yeah. I can handle 365 days.
Yeah.
If I can handle today, I think I can handle 364 more. So,
yeah,
you niggas.
But then, what if somebody knew that you had a five wishes? Is like soon as that 365 days comes, like I'm robbing for your wishes, nigga.
How you do that?
I can't exchange a wish over to a robber.
Dude, most people can't give their mustache away. However,
all right, this guy.
We know he's one forced, wish.
We know what. I know though. You would what probably we, wish what for we a saw gum John ratio. Next week, he had a better gum ratio on his lip. To here. What would you wish for, bro?
A side tooth, and then
that's
a
it.
Side tooth.
Ain't no way.
Get that. I can make you one of them.
I want to be selling them too to other black men that's missing the same side too.
Door-to-door salesman for side teeth. Hey,
I mean,
how you doing? Any uncles
in here? If you got a good price and you knocking on people's doors and you be like, look, and then you pop that motherfucker in right there and be like, I got one $50. Like that would be.
If you gotta leave with that, yeah.
You gotta have a list of all the niggas that's missing the side tooth though.
Oh, that ain't hard. I go to a gas station in the hood. I got 30 customers in the hour. I guarantee.
Your infomercial would be crazy, bro. Like, just whistle through that hole. Like, hey, now.
But it's not one size fit all, though.
It basically is. That's the same
spot. I'll be able to shape it. And then you just take it home and heat it. Once it heated, it hardens. Then we good to go.
So you get fitted first.
I mean, yeah. I got a little putty in my car. A little putty.
Like, sure. It's like a mobile grill.
His side tooth gonna have a snapback. It's gonna have a snapback on up to another tooth.
The things, the fasteners.
Yeah.
Wait, when you buy a grill, you gotta bite into a fucking gum, right? And it gets your teeth. So what are you biting to for a missing tooth? You just the air around.
They bite into a mold, and then they take that mold of where the hole is, and they shape the tooth around that.
Oh, so you done this before, but you ain't said fuck it. Just leave it out.
I got one on this side. I got one.
They
on this
need
side,
NASA for that. That's
but
crazy.
On this one, I need a bridge. I need like three on this one, so I'm saving up for
I'm
that.
I'm just trying to figure out why your teeth keep coming out.
Did you chew on the same side as a child?
Oh no, it's happening. It's happening.
I know a lot of people one sided chewers for air. They just
oh, there he goes. He's gone. It's happening.
I don't want niggas that you like this.
That's his main tooth, and that's his side tooth.
All right. We're going to, it looks like everybody picked one year. We're going to jump into the next topic.
The mistress dentures. Okay.
I'll talk about my side tooth, man. Hey, what you doing? Keep her on the streets.
You got two more kids with a side tooth.
Nah, man, he just had a brick phase. He just had a phase where he just ate a bunch of bricks.
TSA make you go through the big scanner because of that? Like, sir, we need to see what's going on in there.
Open your mouth.
You get wanded.
They got that porcelain, sir.
Same nigga that got me got job for his mustache. He was like, give me your bicuspid, nigga. And your... Give me all the bowlers.
Put an elephant tusk in there, didn't they? They just slid it up.
Saber tooth to here.
Y'all are fucking stupid.
Saber tooth to here.
It is shaved a little candle wax into that bitch.
He has a tooth there. He just hasn't unlocked it yet. He has to. He got 2,000 more bites left.
Hey, what if we just click up and down like a pen?
You gotta be a healthy food, Pat. I gotta get 2 pounds of healthy food before my tooth.
It's like a quick activation.
It's 1,000 falafels away from his side tooth. It's good.
We gotta get to the next topic, man. 35 minutes here, man. We're gonna jump into this next time. Everybody's saying wait a year, right? Everybody's gonna wait a year.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna wait a whole year.
Oh, you picking one wish right now.
What you want right now, Brandy?
Oh, you can take the one wish right now, Brandy.
I gotta wait a whole year to get 5, or I get 5 throughout the year.
No, wait a whole year to get 5 all at once.
I'm gonna take my one right now because you know I don't want because a year is far away. And also if 5, you know, what if a wish givers change their mind? I'm gonna take my shit now.
That's why you know you got everything you want right now.
Come on.
She said, I'll do it right now. I'll just add something else too. You can't wait a year.
Because I feel like I don't want 5 wishes, you know, I'm gonna wait a year.
Yeah. 5 is so much more than 1.
Yeah, it is.
I know, but jump. I feel like if anybody gets 5 wishes, one of those wishes is gonna be the death of you.
Nah, then you can't wish death on somebody. You can't.
That's not what she's saying.
Like, it's too much.
Oh,
you can't have everything you want. Or everything
it's
bad.
Too much. It's too That's much. True. I don't want to be greedy like
but
that.
But I mean, you could also wish for success for someone else. You don't have to like spare them. Like, you could wish for world hunger to end.
Yeah, I don't want to do all of that.
No, there's 4 niggas on this video with you.
You got 5
4 niggas right now.
That's the thing. When you start fucking with, oh, I wish them success. Now they dead. You wish world hunger. Now everybody eating, and the world gonna blow up. You fucking with the Matrix. You just need to fix yourself.
I do agree that 1 out of those 5 wishes will probably be the end of you. But that's true.
You accidentally say, "I wish a nigga would." Nigga come in like.
And he did.
You also don't have to use all 5 just because you have something available at your leave. You don't have to use all 5. You might.
Yeah, you do.
Why?
You gonna leave a couple on the table?
Why not?
Because then niggas know you walk around with 2 wishes in your back pocket. Like, hey, you ain't gonna, bro.
Who y'all telling? Y'all got wishes?
Yeah.
Too?
Why do y'all think this is public?
Niggas can tell you got wishes, bro. What happened, bro? What you gonna come up on?
Right. Niggas can tell you got wishes.
How did you get ripped overnight?
Like, you got that new wish glow on your ass. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get one. Hey, in the year, didn't you? You waited in the year.
Nah, that nigga done came up on some wishes for real. So uh-huh. Don't for that.
Wishes don't even exist.
Yeah, that nigga got wishes.
Look, I got to get to this next, at least one more. All right. So the majority is wait a year. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Second topic, and which is probably going to be the last at the way this has been going. Last topic of the day, live somewhere with the most extreme seasons versus 98 degree location daily. Now, with the most extreme seasons, that means during spring, it is raining just unmercifully. Summer, you're going to get the hottest days in that summer, 100 plus degrees, between 95 and 105 every day in the summer. The fall, you're going to have some ridiculous wind. And then the winter is just going to be just ridiculously cold as well.
Well,
R word one more time,
huh?
Say that R word one more time.
Ridiculous all the time.
Okay, is there a K in there when you say it?
It probably sounds different because when you say it with a gap, your tongue gets stuck on ridic, and you probably hold that part a little longer. How do you say it? How do you say ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
So same as mine.
No, you say ridiculous. you removed the U, I think. I think the U is where your side tooth is supposed ridiculous. To use that, right there, to curl that.
It's like Sylvester the Cat. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, your side is turning into a K.
Ridiculous.
The U is silent.
It's going right up this shoe.
He said ridiculous.
You sneaking right out that tooth, bro.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Sorry, go ahead. You're right.
Yeah, so that's what you got, man.
Wait, what about winter though? Like, what's a ridiculous? Because ridiculous winter could be dangerous. Cold, you're talking about like cold, below zero, snow, like below negative? Zero, like so dangerous.
Basically, what the weather would be in the Midwest, but the extreme versions of that, like the Midwest, St. Louis, Chicago, they get all the seasons in real time. Like it's you get all four seasons in the Midwest, but it would be the extreme of all four of those seasons.
But extreme winter is like that can go pretty far.
It was 1 year I was in Chicago and we had the polar vortex.
Damn.
That's what they called it. And it was the temperatures outside. They shut the city down. It was negative 30 degrees.
Shit.
Like the wind chill was negative 30.
I remember that. That was insane.
Brandy, is that for riding a horse or taming your mate? What's in your hand?
Boy!
Hey, yo.
Wait, show
you
that.
Into? Yo, what are you into? You
this just is casually African art.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or, I don't know, some fun time.
Wow.
Whatever. Hello.
I can't think of a way to disrespect the ancestors more. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it.
That
take
was it. Wild. You're, that take was it, wild. That was, I shouldn't have done that.
No, I'm saying, if wait, you really do that?
That was wild that I did. Yeah. You're
spell
right.
It. Yeah. Spell it
for
it.
Africa.
That was crazy.
Wow. Pegging.
It's ancestral back shots.
Right. Ancestral oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh my god. This episode is off the crazy. Fucking rails, bro.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Motherland pagan is crazy, bro.
Man, yo.
Cultural sodomy. It's from the motherland.
Oh man.
Or the culture colonics.
Oh man.
I feel like wait, so with the polar vortex, that would be extreme version of winter, right?
Yeah.
But it's like that all winter.
Every day, but it would be, you know, those would be some of the signs and
what's the benefit of those four seasons? Compared to just what was the other thing versus what?
98 degrees every day.
Year round.
I think you gotta take your chances.
Right, 100 degrees.
I love
year-round.
That John just can't understand the fucking question.
John, what?
Oh, wait a
you know
minute.
What it is?
Are we in America? What's happening?
It's because there's a number in it. The number threw him off. He's like, all right, wait. We had words, and then you put a number in it. What are we doing? Is this algebra? What are we doing?
The second option sounds like Arizona.
Yeah. Right,
would you be comfortable living in like Phoenix though?
Well, no, Scott still got the white girls.
Ah, there it is. Now, here we go.
That answers your question from earlier.
Well, I was telling you geography-wise, it's a hot in Arizona, but a lot of chicks like to go to Scottsdale. Well, all girls actually like to go to Scottsdale.
That's not what you're saying, though. That's not what, don't try to clean it up now. Don't you try to clean it up now.
I was just going off what Deion said. Deion said something about white chicks. So I was just piggybacking off that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. tell us why you don't like black women. Just tell us.
Yeah, I'm like, God, I never knew this about you. You like told me I was the inspiration of the night. You held my gummy bears for me, and now you just hate us?
No, Brady, look here. That was an in-person conversation.
What the fuck, bro?
He said, this is how I got my groove back. That's what I'm telling you.
No, Brady, look here. I have always... for my sisters. I was just saying geographically, there's a lot of snow in Arizona. And I feel like
Mr. Tan Panda makes a lot of sense now.
No, that's not even a coincidence. No,
yes.
This nigga like fuck a heat stroke. I'm going to get some white bitches.
Yeah.
No, the
you're
not here, did not represent
where the white girls at shit.
The fact that his white girls in that picture behind him.
That's not even a rip. Look here, man. I don't know. I think that was a backdrop.
He said, that's my family, man.
No, that's stock.
I see the gap from here, nigga.
That stock photo right there. That's let's focus.
Those are flowers, ain't they? I'm like,
I don't know what Deion making up shit back there. Ain't nothing back there, but stock photos.
I'm trying to see her too. It's like abstract.
We just bought this house. This is new. Just came with the house. I don't even know what that is. Right there.
You mean she bought it?
Correct. She did buy the house. Let's focus. All right. Yeah, Arizona.
You like it, John? How do you?
I ain't think shit in this house. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't think a goddamn thing.
You're not allowed to, my boy. What are we talking about? Joking.
John, nobody thought you did, man. We knew. We knew you ain't buying that.
I'm
that
sure
house.
John has a leather mask and a collar and a chain.
That's freaky.
In a kennel.
That's why John can't raise his voice in that house. He know he can't talk back, rebuttal, disagree. He got to go outside and say, excuse me?
She got a Zoom meeting at 1 o'clock. I can't do shit about that. Y'all see me drop off because she got
a drop. Let's wrap this up, fellas.
Yeah. See, I think he walking by the door.
She got a whistle only he can hear.
John, just say wish.
She's gonna activate my Wi-Fi. That's gonna be crazy.
John got a time allowance for the internet.
I put it on her calendar like an hour ago.
Her calendar is crazy.
I said, yo, hang on, let me just send the invite. And she said, yes. Hard stop though. Hard stop.
John, does she allow you to celebrate Black History Month, or you got to go stay somewhere?
She's big on Black History Month and Juneteenth. She let us go out to eat on Juneteenth.
She let us go out.
And she took us out to eat. She took us out.
Ooh. Ooh. She took us out to eat. It's crazy.
I love John's family. She took us out to eat. It's crazy, though.
Us is hilarious. Like,
for yo, celebrate. Where do we go?
All the Flex.
Or Red Lobster. It was somewhere where I enjoyed it.
Tell me y'all went to Popeyes. Stop fucking capping, my boy.
I ordered off the big menu this time.
This is for your people. We're going to go to Popeyes. This is a good Black soul food.
I know you guys love those biscuits.
I was like,
leave
my little tooth mark in my biscuit. That's my biscuit. You see that bite?
Frederick Douglass would have loved the biscuit, so I want you to eat one today.
I'm fucking weak, bro.
That didn't happen. That's all right.
That's crazy. She took us to eat.
She's an ally, guys. She's an ally.
All my Black friends.
She let us out.
It was real nice.
We got to leave the field early. We got some chicken. It was watermelon and grape juice. It was a good old time.
Two years ago, dead ass, it was a holiday, and her job just started letting them celebrate Juneteenth at her job. And so she knew she was going to be off. And she was like, yo, for the day off on Thursday, do you want to go strawberry picking? That's the place I've been wanting to go for a while. And I said, man, we cannot go strawberry picking on Juneteenth. And she's like, oh, you're right. My bad. I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about the day off.
Yeah.
What if she was like,
I would have been like, if you don't have to grow a mustache, then we can go strawberry picking, okay? We going strawberry picking.
He was like, we cannot pick strawberries on June 2nd. She's like, what do you mean we? What you mean we? You picking strawberries.
Yeah.
The hell you mean we?
Oh, man. We saved her that
day. She went to go get dressed. She came out in overalls and a straw hat.
And she pulled this out and was like, now get your ass in there and pick the motherfuckers
up. I'm watching. Voyeurism.
Feather, a little feather. Strawberry lemonade. Like, yeah, what y'all go ahead? Oh, that'd be cold.
Where did that leaf come from on the back? Yeah.
She got all kinds of shit in the house, bro. She crafty like that. She just randomly has some leaves. So I figured out. You
know. No,
are there more leaves?
Yeah, I got a whole stash of them bitches, bro. It's crazy.
Oh, what? Hey,
Emma got all kinds of shit, bro. I don't know. She makes everything.
Do you cosplay as a fairy?
No.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
With a fairy. With a fatty. Wanna grab it?
You know, I'll be wearing like the mechanic outfit to here. Like I wore that shit, or I'll be wearing the construction jacket. Remember that, Brandy? I wore
the school crossing jacket.
Yeah, it was like you had to cosplay as dudes with jobs, and I was like, that's not what I do.
Who said that to you?
It was
that's the sexual part. You're like, yeah, I clocked in. I got to turn in my time.
Remember, I used to be on your ass about that goddamn the vest you used to wear. I'm like, nigga, did you just leave work? Why you keep wearing this?
She's into it, man. John invited me to do a show at some random place that was on La Brea
House.
I did the show there too. I think I was on that show with y'all.
I pulled up and this nigga is on the curb and he got this construction shirt on with reflectors and it's green right here. I thought he was valet. I got out because his back was toward me. I got up and I was, oh, nigga, I thought you was finna
park. He's out. His keys was out. I'm like, nigga.
I really thought he was valet, bro. And he wore that on stage. That was his like uniform. He was like, yeah, this makes sense. And I was like,
he wore it several times. And I'm always, do you work at a school? Why are the fuck are you wearing this?
I did a couple seasons like that on.
Bro.
One thing about John is John is going to do whatever he want to do and be himself, even if everybody in the world hates it.
The mustache, everybody in the world tells you. The hair and the mustache is proof of that. He don't care what you think. And it makes sense that he's with a white woman because they move that way.
It's not the chicken or the egg, though, man. I was already like this. I just so happened.
Let me see your elbows. You got any ash on it?
No, I'm a big lotion guy. I'm black rooted all the time. The only thing white about me is my partner, okay? Everything else I do is very nigga-like.
That lack of mustache is pretty cautious.
I'm going to find somebody in Black history that did not have a mustache. I'm going to think of it.
Damn,
Mr. T, right? Mr. T?
Bring your camera to the cabinet to see if you have any seasonings.
Mr. T, did he not have a mustache?
Mr. T is a wild answer for Black history, though. What are we talking about?
He had a mohawk, super black. He had a mohawk, too.
I feel like he was known for, I don't remember his top lip.
He definitely had a mustache, my boy.
And I feel like he was known for it.
Yeah, he definitely had a mustache.
That's solid.
That's but a mustache.
Also, I have a question, though. So when I saw you last week, and you had all this on, and I was like, hey, that looks good.
It came from a black woman.
How did it get there?
Madison don't like it, so I gotta cut it off tomorrow.
Here's the thing, Brandy, I could grow that out in like a week.
I know you can, but you cut it off in 2 seconds. But how did it get there?
He had to play a black guy.
Oh, how did it grow out like that? Or why not let it grow out? I didn't have no shows for like a week, so I just grew it out.
Oh, so you do this for shows. This is your, okay.
Oh, when I get on stage, I'm barefaced baby, except for the little, y'all ain't seen my final form. When I eventually get to, it's going to be just this and a little bit right there. The rest is going to be gone.
Like Fred Durst?
Very close.
Did it all for the nookie. What the nookie?
Like Vico Vendetta, man.
He's going to look like a pervert.
Right.
Yeah.
We won't have to wait that long.
I immediately thought about like porn in the 70s. Like just the black man. He's bald. He's oiled up. He got this little motherfucking thing.
So bad.
He be doing rubbing it on her pussy. Yeah.
I had that in college. And girls always walk up to me and just do a little line down my face. They would just do like that. Like, what's that for? I'm like, but
they also said, no. No.
What's that for? It's crazy.
It's cyclical. You know, it'll come back around. It's going to be like 1,000 niggas doing this in about 5 years. They're going to be like, yo. You're probably right.
To be honest,
niggas is trendy, dog.
That's how shit works.
I sit through the trends. I just sit in it and wait for it to come back. Pause.
I like that. That's
sit in it and wait for
it's
it.
1 p.m.
come
guys.
Back.
Uh oh.
I didn't say nothing.
You about to get hit with a rolled up newspaper.
It's 1 o'clock.
Get off. Let's put it to a vote.
You know, I just feel like you're not.
It's going to be a passive aggressive, like teeth smack right there. Like, I think like some ice start staring on her matcha tea.
She'd be like, Jonathan, you said that it was just 1 o'clock.
You know, I just really find it funny how it's won. And
go ahead. You guys finish. I'm sure you're making a ton of money on this, kid, babe. Go ahead and finish. I'm paying the bills, but go ahead.
I feel like they
did not do that.
Y'all got a Komodo dragon as a pet, don't y'all?
Damn.
You know what's funny is we saw some iguanas. We went to Mexico last week, and my daughter was like, "Yo, can we get one of those?" And my girl was like thinking about this. No, we don't need no pets. We got a goldfish here, and that nigga's enough. It's a racist goldfish at that. Wow, the goldfish don't come to me. It runs from my black hand only.
It comes to her hand.
Runs from me.
It should run from all hands, probably. It's probably no. Scared of all of them.
She puts her hand to the window, he comes to it. My black hand goes there, he starts frantically going all over the place. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. A fish, a Jim Crow fish is in my fucking house right now, bro.
Well, no, try it with the mustache, because he might just... he might fuck with you after that. It might not be a black-white thing.
That fish is like, you trying to get me to swim to your white van, huh?
No.
That like nigga that kidnapped goldfish. I ain't going.
You look like you want to fry me up and eat me, nigga.
That's how I got
not
here.
A catfish, Blackie. All right, let's put it not to a vote, catfish, man.
Blackie is diabolical.
Blackie?
The world with the most extreme seasons. This is 100 degree location daily. What are we going with?
Goddamn, hell yeah.
Would you say Blackie?
That was unnecessary, bro.
You are blended in with your seat back there.
Okay.
Right, oh, damn. Bro.
It's a certain just, color of nigga that can make me. That joke. All right. You are not on that spectrum. You're on the same side as me. Think we both outside, all right?
That's just
I got light.
We were like in the eight, we were eight, like Blackie, like
yeah. Jigaboo.
That was a middle school insult, is what that was.
Yeah.
No, right. But it's African booty scratcher. That's the
wow. Elementary. I remember that.
Took a way back. Yeah. All right, what y'all going with? Four seasons or 100 degree year round?
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm oh my to go god.
With. Yeah, Dion, go ahead and be with me real quick with your black family. What you want, Dion?
100 degrees. I do that.
And hey, you want Scottsdale too? It sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of hips to go around in Scottsdale, huh?
I lived in Chicago, and I'm gonna go ahead and take Houston, Texas.
Okay.
100 degrees,
100 degrees, unanimous with 100 degrees year round, man. I want to thank you guys at home for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. Shout out to the OG Squad, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. And shout out to our amazing special guests today. We got John Grimes, Dion Lack, Miss Brandy Denise. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
This can't air.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.